This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, why charities turn away money from some contributors. First, though, former Vice President Al Gore today endorsed Howard Dean for the Democratic presidential nomination. Mr. Gore made this endorsement earlier at a rally in New York's Harlem neighborhood. Here he is.
Anybody that is interested in my judgment about who among these candidates has the best chance to win and the best chance to lead our country in the right direction, I want to do everything I can to convince you to get behind Howard Dean, and let's make this a successful campaign as a group. It is about all of us.
Former Vice President Al Gore speaking this morning, endorsing Howard Dean for the Democratic presidential nomination. This is a story that's leading most of the nation's newspapers today. It's big political news, but should it be? Will Salatin is political analyst for Slate. Hi, Will. Is this a really big deal for Howard Dean?
I think it's huge. It's huge because the question that Democrats have been asking in the last couple of weeks is whether Dean has the nomination locked up. And there was already a substantial body of people who thought that he did, and it was going to be very hard for anybody to stop him. The one hope that his opponents had was that the Democratic Party establishment, as it's called, was afraid that Dean was too liberal, and that they would unite against him behind some other candidate, say like Wes Clark. And what this endorsement does is to basically block those who would block Dean. It fractures the Democratic Party establishment. It puts one of the most authoritative voices in the party behind him. And I'm really hard-pressed to see how anybody stops Dean from getting the nomination now.
Are you looking for other candidates to start dropping out? Is this so important that it changes the equation for everybody in that way?
I keep hearing pundits say, well, they should get out. These people have been running for president for more than a year, some of them for many years, some of them their whole careers. They are not going to get out of what may be their only chance at the presidency just because Al Gore says that Howard Dean should be the nominee. These people are bullheaded, determined. I think they're going to go at least through the New Hampshire primary in late January before they make any decision like that.
Mr. Gore's choice must be especially bitter for Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, Al Gore's running mate in the year 2000. Senator Lieberman said today that he heard about this from the news media. Al Gore didn't even call him up to say, I got some bad news coming out for you today, Joe. I mean, that's got to be hard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, imagine, you know, being at your office and someone hands you some papers that says your spouse wants to divorce you. I mean, you'd think, gosh, we could at least have had a conversation about this. I mean, Joe Lieberman and Al Gore, you know, bonded during that campaign, and it's clear why Gore didn't endorse Lieberman and endorse Dean against him, and that is that Gore made clear in this statement that he thought it was very important the Democrats oppose the Iraq War. And Lieberman favored the Iraq War, and Dean opposed it, and Gore sided with Dean. So that is a principled reason. But still, you owe the guy the courtesy of telling him beforehand that you've made this decision. I really feel for Joe Lieberman in this situation.
How do you think Republicans will look at this, the, I guess, growing momentum for a Dean nomination?
Well, Republicans have, many of them have said, they're very happy to have Howard Dean as their opponent in the general election. Karl Rove famously was said to have remarked during a parade that, pointing to Dean, yeah, that's the guy we want. I think maybe they ought to be careful about what they wish for, because although Howard Dean has some of the trappings that Republicans are accustomed to running against successfully, particularly in the South, he's a northern governor, he's from the state of gay civil unions and Ben and Jerry's and, you know, the liberal parlors and that sort of thing. I think they underestimate how important personality is. Howard Dean does not have the personality of a George McGovern or a Michael Dukakis. He does not come across as soft or weak. He does not come across as a technocratic drone. He comes across as a very strong-willed, charismatic person, and that could spell some trouble for them that they may not be anticipating.
Will Salatin, political analyst for Slate. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Alex.